Hi, Sachar. The Mordechai Mechadish that the din of Yeshiva Sukkah, he says that not only is the din in the Maisa, tonight we saw the din of Tesha Gedur was in the Maisa Yeshiva Sukkah, that person's Mitzdarim in a Sukkah, person's Pachin Sukkah, person's Mekhaven Kehem Noam to the Sukkah. It's like the Mordechai that Tesha Gedur is not just Mechaven in the Eifin Yeshiva Sukkah, even the actual structure of the Sukkah has to be built in a certain way. Just like a house is something which is right for all Tashmishim, so to Sukkah has to be something which is right for all Tashmishim. The Chachim Tzvi in Simon Tzadik Dalet says, it's chalak on that. It says we don't find Teishei Kedidiru is a din in the chafza of the bayis. Teishei Kedidiru is something which is in the ma'ase shiva sukkah. Then the lach is they have to Teishei Kedidiru. But there's a din and that's some structure of sukkah. That's there's no makar for that type of Teishei Kedidiru. And therefore he says there is no such concept. Okay, sir, we have a sadistic machalikis. In the gedder of Teisha Kedidiru. It's Teisha Kedidiru only a din in the Maisa Yeshiva Sukkah, the Surah, how a person has to be sitting in the Sukkah, or Teisha Kedidiru is also going to be an Atzam structure of the Sukkah, and Atzam Chavtz of the Sukkah, and there's a din that if the Sukkah is not right for Tashmish, and then it's not going to be right for a Sukkah. Now the question is, how vite do you take this? That's Mordechai. In the Mordechai, yeah. And outside of the Mordechai. Since it didn't the structure has to be right for all I'd like to take the Mordechai. If you hold that there's a din in the structure that has to be right for all Tashmishim, the question is how vite do you take that? Let's say the sukkah is right all Tashmishim for some people, for you personally it's not. You're very, very sensitive to certain elements. So even though Klape Andera it'll be right for Tashmishim, but for you it's not right for Tashmishim. The question is, Nacho, we mechadish it is the chiddush over that Teishei Kedidiru is din the structure also. It's not just the din in the not din in the Ma'aseh Yeshiva. There's a din also. The question is, do we dan the structure Klape you each person personally, or do you dan Klape Roif Tashmishim? So Shasim brings down the Primi Gadim says. If for you personally, let's say you yourself, you're a type of person, you can't sit in Zion Sukkah. That's not something which is going to work for you. So for you, it's not right for Shana. For other people, it's not right for Shana. It's like I've seen from the Prima Gadim, that a chiddush, that even if the structure is not right for you, Kape Shana, Kape sleeping, it's not going to be right either for Achila and it doesn't have a din of a Sukkah, which is a much bigger chiddush than Lamdus. No, we have to go slap. The Pashpat Teshaki to do is how you sit in the Sukkah. Comes on the Mordechai's Mechadish. That it's a din in the structure. A house has to be something which is right for Tashmishim. It's not a house if it's not right for Tashmishim. Teishei Kedidiru is not just a din in the Ma'aseh Yeshiva, it's a din also on the Chefza of the Sukkah. As you made it up. Primogam is taking one step later that not only is a din in the Etzem structure that has to be a bias that's right for Tashmishim, you don't copy the person himself. Since Kalpa him, it's not right for the Shmishim, it's not going to be the Sukkah. And that, as Shashi says, that you're taking too right. The Sedadav is, of the Mordechai is that what's a Sukkah? A Sukkah is something, a house is something which is right for usage. It's right, what a person doesn't do in a house, he eats, he drinks, and other things, he sleeps. That's what a house is. And a house, which is not right for that, that's not considered even a Dira's Harayi. If, for most people, this is a house, even though for you personally, it's not a house, I'm not going to don in the Etzem Chefza that this is not a Chefza of a Sukkah. But it is a house. And as far as Mordechai is, this is not a house. This is not a... But if for Roy people it's being said in a house, it's like the Shatzin, you're not going to don a klap each person in Brazundara, and Avada would have a Shem Bayis, and it would get a Shem Bayis, you don't don each person. Akbaram, the Ma goes with the Mordechai, and he says that if you build in the place where it's not right, which will go with Shatzin, it's not right for right people, that's not considered a bias, and it's not considered a sukkah, and therefore you're not going to be yitzah. The Chacham Tzvi brings a couple of rayas, not like this Rama, not like this Mordechai. Raya number one is, he says, that the Mordechai brings down, Ho Kaisel is right for sukkah to sit in one sukkah. How is that possible? Everyone can sit in one sukkah. The Mordechai is saying, okay, so how is it possible everyone can sit in one sukkah? Not everyone could sleep in one sukkah. It's not right. Not right for sleeping, and not everyone can sleep in one sukkah. So the fact that it says whole class is roi for one sukkah, l'chor the mashma is a double mi mashma, that you don't need roi for sleeping. You need roi. You don't need you only write for sleeping, you only write for achila.
You could have everybody.
Zachazah, yeah, they can switch off. They get rotations. What?
That's the right.
Sleep also in rotations.
Yeah, why not?
No, sleep doesn't work so much in rotations. The Shai Tshuva. I mean, the Shai Tshuva. The Shai Tshuva brings down. If you have a sukkah of shutfim, which doesn't work for everyone, not enough room for everyone to live there, what do we do? Look at the Shai Tshuva. What are we going to do over here? So he says that kapa achila you do basachas. I mean, you do zachazay. You switch off eating. You do. You schedule different times in order to eat. But kapa sleeping says you switch off days. He says you switch off days. And so for there we're mingarai. Lachay we see it's not right for sleeping on most days. And still we say that that's considered. That's still being said as sukkah v'achila, even though it's not said as sukkah v'ashena. One more right, the Chachmasi brings down, before we answer his right, is that the Chachmasi says, sukkah zayin al zayin. He says, not really right for sleeping. Doesn't really fit. Seems to say, like, it's clear, it's not so right. Elamai, what's sukkah zayin al zayin coming for? It's coming for achila. So we see that sukkah v'achila without shena is not going to be a problem, and the Chachmasi is chelik on the Mordechai. How do you answer the rayas of the Chacham Tzvi? So copy the last raya that he says a sukkah, which is Zayin al Zayin is not right for Shina Trumdesh and Zayin Kili. Not like that. He says that you could sleep in the Zayin al Zayin. Maybe it's a little uncomfortable. You have to shove yourself in. But Batsam, it is also right for Shina, and therefore would not be a problem. Copy the first raya that was going to be a sukkah with a lot of people. So the Rama Alain, right? The Rama himself passes the Mordechai. Rama paskins that if a sukkah, you're afraid to sleep there, you're not going to be Yaisa. Her mom himself says, why don't we sleep in the sukkah of his man Azah? What's the Yishuv Ben Gailam? What does he say?
Cold.
And what's the second reason? Ishva Ishta. It's not right for Ishta. You can have your wife there. Why can't your wife there? With its sneers, whatever, it's not right to have. It doesn't work out for your wife being there. So Rama alone, why don't we have a problem? It says, the minute I got to sleep is because we have Ishva Ishta and it's not practical. Have your wife there. It doesn't work out. Sneers, whatever. And Rama himself passing the sukkah is not right for Shina, not right for Achila. So how do you put those two things together? Rama alone, we have this problem, and it says, you know, we have a serious
issue.
Rama himself says that passing like the Mordechai. It's not right for sleeping, it's not right for eating. Rama himself says, why don't we sleep in the sukkah is not a zeh? Because sukkah is supposed to be with your wife. Your wife can't come out to the sukkah because the sneeze issues are it's not practical. So Rama alone, we have a very... We have a bad son, a problem. Elamai vasav mizogin. Zog the magen avram before. It's like the Magen Rambam before, that the Pshat in the Mordechai is, what's the Svar of the Mordechai again? The Svar of Mordechai is that a house is something which technically you could do all Tashmishim. That's what a house is. So you don't have a house which you could just do a Chelik of Tashmishim. So if Be'etzem it's right, just you have a side issue why you're not able to do it. Like the Kashuk Gemara of a whole Kais will consider one Sukkah. How are you going to sleep there? That's something the sukkah mitzvah atzmoy is right for achila and shina. It's not a problem. No, but you have a problem. There are a lot of people around. Or concern at tzias. That's not what the Mordechai meant. The Mordechai meant it's a structure. Now you have to do it where be'etzem mitzvah, the etzem chefza sukkah, it's not right for shina, then it's a problem. If be'etzem, the etzem sukkah is right for shina. Nervas, there are a lot of people around, and for now I can't do it. Or this is like a problem. You have to share the sukkah with a lot of people. That's not a chesaron the etzem chefs of the sukkah. I mean, that's not a chesaron the etzem chefs of the sukkah. So therefore, that's called it's roi for sleeping, and therefore lemaisa that would not be considered a problem. What do you say?
What about cold?
We got that in a second. Fine. Now, the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Salevi, and others are being raya from the Ramban. The Ramban handles with a sukkah, which is why didn't sukkah be zayin al zayin? So guess we zayin azayin, Zok Tarnban, the reason why is because Shemi Moshek Acha Shulchanai. That's the reason why you have to have a sukkah zayin azayin. But maybe you'll be Moshek Acha Shulchanai, and therefore you're not going to eat. So everyone asks, in the Ramban, L'choira, why can't you sleep in that sukkah? So we're thinking about over there, a sukkah which is not Machzik Rishu zayin azayin is going to be a Pasul of sukkah. Now, why is it a Pasul of sukkah? Why can't I sleep in that sukkah? Eating, I can't do it. Why? Because I'll go after the table and I'll shami mashik, therefore it's a problem. But what's with the, why can't I sleep in the sukkah? So Ramban says, Lashon over there, a sukkah which is not right, the chol tashmishim, it just can't sukkah. That's the side of why it's going to be a sukkah psul over there. So over there, the achrenim being right, that's
that even less rashi rubbish should be enough?
Why do you need? Because we were worried that the table's gonna be out of sukkah. That's mean zayin al zayin. Vav vav fit. Zayin al zayin. I need for the table. So fine. It's moved over there. It's a sukkah psula. Ramban says. Why can I sleep in the sukkah? Why sukkah psula? Why can I sleep there? Very nice. I can't eat because I'll go after the shulchan. But why can't I go ahead and eat there? Elamai. Why can't I go sleep there? Elamai. It's muchach that the lashon Ramban is a sukkah which is not roy lechol tashmishim is not going to be considered a. Yeah. Fine. So what's halacha lemais? Halacha lemais we have nachu. The Rama is macher for it. The Mordechai, the Chavasi comes along as chayil. Gishai Tzion says over here that lemais you should be machmer. The lesson is okay. Fish time a test. Yeshis are mu'oid b'zeh. The latter couldn't bring the Ramal halacha, and the Kushis Chacham Tzvi the answer. So therefore, Zok the Shatzian Yesh lizar mu'oid b'zeh to be very very machmer in this halacha. The sukkah has to be ready for eating and sleeping. If it's just ready for one of them, it's not going to be yoisa. So this tells like the latter kashas has been negaya in halacha l'maisa. A lot of cases come up. What's going to be halacha there? We'll throw out a couple of shahs. Shah number one is what?
Hotel sukkah.
Start that. Hotel sukkah, right? No sleeping, only eating. What's going to be the halacha? Shaila number two is restaurant sukkahs, right? They're on Rehov Malchi Yisrael. So you eat in the restaurant sukkahs. So what's going to be a halacha with that? Is that something which is really, is that going to be right or not? Somebody makes a sukkah in a case in places where it's very, very cold outside. At night, it's freezing. So at night, it's not right. During the day, and it's not right. Do we say it's going to be makkah? Being that's not going to, therefore, do we say it's not going to be right? Or times where it's dangerous, right? They're shooting missiles, so maybe eating, you can eat in the sukkah, but sleeping has to be close to your bomb shelter. So what's melacha in all those? What's melacha in all those cases? Let's take one at a time. So in terms of, let's start first with a hotel sukkah. So a hotel sukkah be'etzem bechepsa b'yisoid, is it right for sleeping or not?
Yeah.
Betzem, it's right for sleeping. Maybe they don't let you sleep in the sukkah. Maybe for whatever reason, if you want to sleep in a sukkah, they'll give you a private one on the porch for another couple $1,000s. But beside the etzem chefsa of the sukkah lechayra, it is right for shena. Maybe if you take a little problem, but there are a lot of people around. So if etzem beside the chefsa lechayra, that would be okay.
Is that a hatter for people that go to these programs? And
what? No, why is that happening? I mean, you belong in a sukkah. You belong in a sukkah. So our question is, are you allowed to go to a place? Can I go to China where there's no sukkah? And say, I don't have a sukkah. The answer is no. I'm going to go ahead and build myself a sukkah. So just, I can't.
Can I go to China before sukkahs, then now you're there? You have to leave?
I have a chiv in China to build a sukkah, right? I'm in China for sukkahs. So there's no sukkahs around.
It's very problematic not to be using a sukkah.
Yeah?
They don't let you build a sukkah.
What do you say? They do on the porch. I tell you, when Grandpa took us back in, back in the day to the plaza in the days when people ate it. So,
all the porches are covered.
No. So I slept with my brother in the Bachram Zero in Gulula somewhere. Why not?
Let's see. We'll be there. The wife and kids. You have to.
I was married with the wife and kids. Yeah. You can't tell yourself in the matzav. You have to have a sukkah. Anyhow, when you get at the restaurants, so sometimes they might. Before you need it. Anyhow, not gzula because it's there's like a rishos. It's rishos on sukkahs they let in this country that. It's umdin of everyone else.
The walls are shvach.
The schach is shvach. A lot of things. Okay, anyhow. So what's with the restaurant? So is the restaurant sukkah right for Shana or not?
I'm going to let you with the
second
right.
What? No, we don't let you, it's not a problem. But Betzim is the right for sleeping out. Let's say it's on Malchi Yisrael, smack him on anywhere.
Why not?
There's
a lot of sukkahs.
Yeah, the Chaybech Kapta is right, just because maybe I don't want to sleep in such a public place. I don't know, whatever. What do you say? Mr. Bruzo promises around was also good of him. It wasn't that Betzim is a problem over here. I don't know. I'm saying. Belayla. Say at night, why? In all the cases Mr. Bruby's handling with Ganovim, the Chari's handling at night. During the day, like you're saying, why can't I put that in a couple of minutes? I think that's right. I think Rechefza, that's Reiv. Oi, there's another discussion like this. Can you have two sukkahs, one Reiv for Achila and one Reiv for Shena? Have any sukkah and a Sibi sukkah? Somebody just told me a Shayel. They build a sukkah. The place they build a sukkah is right over a lamppost. So you can't sleep there because it's shining the whole night. You can't sleep there. Now, I imagine most people would be able to sleep like that, right? With the light shining on top of you. So they, what? I don't know. So they eat in that sukkah and they sleep in a different sukkah. The sleeping sukkah is much further and the eating sukkah is closer. So you have two sukkahs, one for eating and one for sleeping. So the Bikur Yaakov, instead of cutting the Gimel, says, why not? In your house, you have an eating place and a sleeping place. You have a person that's in Spaltzit. So why can you go ahead and have a sukkah, which chelik is vachila, chelik vashina? He says, we say the lemaisa would not be.
Even if it's that Rav?
What? With the Mordechai. Even in the Mordechai, he's saying, if you only have one sukkah, so that's not called a house. But Avadi says, in my house, I don't sleep in my dining room. I don't eat in my bedroom, and I don't sleep in my dining room, right?
What if it's raining while you're sleeping sukkah?
I'm saying, I don't eat in my dining room. I don't eat in my bedroom. I don't sleep in my dining room. So even he has different places. So he says, that's what he's trying to say. The Zera Emes and Aleph Tzadik Aleph says no. It has to be, on second, he says no. That has to be that the Chavtza, each sukkah before the Atzmi has to be a house, which is right all Tashmishim. Yeah, in my house, no one has two separate houses, one place I sleep, one place you eat. Maybe in the house you have different rooms, but to make it two separate places individually, he doesn't like that so much. Doesn't like it so much. Because we'll be telling that my colleagues, because Yaakov was okay, and Zer Emes holds it would not be okay. So, Kitzer, you want to know in that case, that person has the roofing, right? The Chakos is called on the old in. Because Yaakov holds that eating and sleeping will be enough. So, you have the roofing to be makel in that type of situation. Now, Menegea, places which are cold, so how do you deal with that? Lamaisa, no one sleeps there. Or, let's say you live in the city. What are you going to do, right? It's not just right. No, you can't sleep in a sukkah at night. It's not something which is a practical because they got enough of them. So what do you do? So Mr. Rubin's down. There's only one. It's Efshar Bahachi. When it's Efshar Bahachi, then Mordechai never said it. The Shah's, why did he not say it? What happened? We had said there's a fundamental concept. Mordechai's Mechatash, that Tehishu came to do is Mechayev you to have a structure which is right for living. So why is he saying that in a situation where you're not able to do it, why is he going ahead and being made cost? The answer is, Rosh Hashanah says, the whole Yisrael of Dover is that what? That you don't build in a house which is not right for Shemesh. That's only when you're able to. If you're not able to, this is what you do. You do the best you could.
Thicker walls, thicker staff also.
If you're able to spend money and do it, maybe you're able to do it. But when it's impossible, that's not a concern in the Teshuvah you're going to do. All of our Teshuvah going to do is, you don't make a house, you don't live in a way which you can't do everything. But in the scenario, in a situation where it's impossible, in place where it's impossible, so then Bichai Gav is going to do it. Because this is Misakim we have over here before. Basically, we have a Chitzus of Mordechai, has to be right for everything. In the Mordechai, we said, one Machalikis says, if it's not right for you, is that a problem or not? That the Shatzians make line. There's also Machalikis Levush and Machzat Shekel. Let's say it's freezing cold outside. So anyhow, you're not sleeping in the sukkah. Can you build in a place which is not right? So the Vush says that it's still, the structure has to be at some right. And the Machzat Shekel says that, no, being that anyhow it's not right, so you don't have to worry about the rest of the structure. So it's going to be okay. So the Berlach is mitzvah. So Kabanim, the Shizah of Mordechai, Berlach is at some, the Shizah of Zamoid, you have to be Machmer. Right, the Mordechai is only talking about where it's possible. If it's impossible, it's not okay. It can be negay if you're in the city. If you have a place of building a sukkah on your porch or your backyard and you do it outside, that'll be a problem. Your porch will be okay, maybe because of an oven. Outside, not. And then Echlami, there would be a shum. That's a Mordechai shum. Mordechai, Navas, if it's impossible, then there's no din. Also, if...
Even the Mordechai is impossible?
That's what we're saying. Because the whole part is you only build it in the place. It's a certain invitation we came to do, but if this is the way you live, it's the only way to live, then it's going to be okay. The other side is also that if it's impossible, who I didn't, if Etzim is right, there's I think problems, then it's not going to be okay. But where it would be very negay is don't build your sukkah in a place where there's a lot of light, don't build it where there are skunks or cats and things like that, because you know these are mucking which are not right for Shana. Now, Mishra brings a very fascinating Kiddush. Mishra brings down that when you're in the sukkah, when you're sleeping, you should have your table in the sukkah. Spur writes. So the question is, where in the world did that come from? He says, B'shas, when you're sleeping there, it has to be Zayin al-Zayin. And he says that the you have to have the sukkah in the table. So everyone jumps on the Mishnah Berurah and says, where do you make that up from? The Makar Dabar, the Prima Galdim, is not talking about B'shas sleeping. It's not sleeping mechatez and shenis, such a thing. It's only B'shas achila. And in Zichron Shmuel, Shmuel Rzavsky has said, Lamaisa, before Shatzim brings down, that if somebody eats by his sukkah and there's no table, so if you're eating, there's no chashash. The only chashash that Mishmach HaShulchanai is if there's a table and it's outside sukkah, it's a problem. What's it mean the sukkah and there's no table? Is it better that we're not being considered a problem? Therefore, he says, when you're sleeping, no chashash HaMimashach. So why in the world should it be an issue of not having a sukkah in your sukkah, having a sukkah, a table in your sukkah when you're sleeping? Therefore, Shemazan wants to tell you safer to bring down, and he's not going on sleeping, he's going B'shas Achila. And Moedim Zmanim Aleph Zayin, he brings down that somebody's by the Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim is Machmer. What was the Chumr of the Chavetz Chaim? The Chavetz Chaim told him that just like the Mordechai says, you have to have a sukkah, which is really for all Tashmishim. So even when you're sleeping, it has to be right Achila. And if you take out the table, B'shas, when you're sleeping, it's not going to be right Achila. And therefore, that's shot in the chumra of
your bed in there when you're
right. So my husband says that's a paladin, because then you should have your bed when you're eating, right? You know,
it's the, you can always lay down on the floor.
You have to be bed when you're eating, whatever. You can also eat on whatever. You know, get on your bed. I don't know. So he says number one, it should come out exactly your bed there when you're eating. And he brings it right for the Magen Avraham by Zayin al Zayin. The cheshbon over there is how you fit in. It's mavur that there is no table. Make the math over there. Somewhere there is no table inside. How the size of a person. The charevim for an ike. It's against the ikar din. We hold that there is no such thing. Maybe a chumr ba'alma. How about the ikar din? We hold that there would not be such a concept. Some of the game. It's star. What time is it now?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.